Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. On this Friday, we're live in beautiful Gallatin, Tennessee at Tennessee Precious Metals. We've been all over the place this week. It's been quite a bit of fun to do that. But right now we continue our Titans discussions with the one and only, forever Titans wide receiver, Christopher Dwayne Sanders, who joins us now on the program. Also, assistant coach at the Montgomery Bell Academy. It was a tough one tonight against Pearl Cone.
Man, it is. I mean, they got a tough team. They're fast. They're physical. They got a great head coach with Benetti. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, we got a new offense. We got a new head coach. And, you know, it's just the sky's the limit of what's going to happen tonight.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So, and I know it's kind of a new – do you call it a new era for NBA with a new coach?
It's not really a new era. We still do the things the same. It's just a new head coach. And the coach that's the head coach now, he was a defensive coordinator last year. So we still had the same foundation. We still had the same identity. But the offense is going to look totally different tonight. So I'm excited, man. I'm a little nervous. I'm kind of, you know, wondering what's going to happen. But, man, it's just football is here, and I'm so excited, man.
Well, we're excited for you.
Thank you.
It's certainly going to be a lot of fun. Cam Ward will make his Nissan Stadium game debut tonight against the Minnesota Vikings. And what I said a few minutes ago, Chris, is I want to see how he feeds off. And it's not going to be like a regular season crowd, but there are people that are going to this game that are excited to see him. I want to see how he feeds off of that, how they feed off of him, and see if that can turn into a touchdown drive early on.
I agree. I mean, he's a leader. I mean, even when you have the defenses chirping at him and also cheering for him, I mean, you want to have a guy like that. And then you get into a stadium where you might not have a big crowd, but you're still going to feed off the crowd. Because the thing about it is, he's one of those guys that's going to entertain. He's going to bring some oomph that the Tennessee Titans need. But here's what I want to see from Cam. I want to see that drive, the drive, where they're backed up at the 20-yard line. They have 11-play drive. The offensive line is blocking. The receivers are making plays. He's making right decisions. You know, we've seen a little splash against Atlanta. We've seen a splash against the other teams. But I want to see him have a long drive to where he actually is taking control of the offense. I understand that he's made plays here and there, but I want to see that drive, the drive, that solidifies it that he's our guy.
Our man Chris Sanders is with us. Dr. Crane, you ready?
Yes, go.
Just simple, man. Just simple.
Get jiggy with it. That's the man, that's the jam.
Just for you, buddy. Old school today.
Hold on. Can you dance to that song?
I'm dancing right now. It's on the stream. If you could watch, I'm doing it right now.
Damn. You got two left knees. It wouldn't look right.
I'm doing the air walk, man. You can watch it.
I used to know every word of that song back in the day.
The air walk?
Yeah, it's a new dance style now where you, like, you got to hold, like, your left leg up, and then when it's going down, you, like, hop on your right. I watched it today. I'm like, what the hell are we doing now with this?
I don't know.
It's called the air walk.
I'll need some oxygen after that. I got two bad knees. I don't know if I can do that, man.
All right, so take me back to August 5th, 1995.
Oh, my gosh.
The first time preseason game, but the first time you played at the Houston Astrodome. What was that like? Because Cam Ward's going through that tonight.
Right.
Same emotions. What was it like for you?
It was surreal. I mean, and it really didn't hit me until I walked into the stadium and I saw my nameplate, Chris Sanders. I saw my shoulder pads. I saw my helmet. I saw my cleats. Then I sat in my locker, and I just started to reminisce. Man, I've made it. I was nervous. I was kind of afraid. I didn't want to make mistakes. But I knew that I had to go out and make plays. I had to go out to where the coaches can trust me. So when I went out there, yes, I was nervous. Yes, I was afraid. But I had to go out there and make plays. And they have a situation with Cam Ward to where he's going to feel the nerves. He's going to see his stuff in the locker, and it's going to be surreal. But what the one thing that he has to do is he has to control his emotions. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Just say, okay, you know what? I've been here before. I've done this. I know it's at a different place. But I'm ready for the task at hand, and that's what I want to see from Cam Ward.
I don't know if you remember this guy or not. Brian Kinchin played for the Baltimore Ravens and the Browns.
Yes, I do.
He said one time, for every game, he'd walk out to the locker room and for 15 seconds would do a 360, soak it in, and be done with it. I mean, and I get it. I mean, because you think Cam Ward tonight should do that? Kind of like, all right, like you talk about, not that I've made it, but like this journey has brought me here now.
You know, but see, here you said the key word, the journey. see, people don't understand. Everybody sees the results, but they don't see the journey. When he didn't have a situation in his home where he got, where he transferred to different schools, where nobody knew who he was until he got drafted with, you know, with the Tennessee Titans. So now it's time to reminisce and look back and say, you know what? The journey was hard. The tears were worth it. The blood and sweat, getting laughed at, saying you weren't a good quarterback, getting critiqued and all these things. Now you look back and say, man, the journey was worth it, because now I'm in Nissan Stadium to show my talent that I can play in this league. It's just so, so surreal.
As some famous person said, everybody's jealous of where you are. Nobody's jealous of how you got there.
Whoa, say that. Say that again. Wow. That's so good.
Everybody's jealous of where you are. Ooh. Nobody's jealous of how you got there.
Wow.
That's why you win.
Woo! See, that man, I might use that, because that's so powerful. They don't know the sacrifice that you make, that you have to get up at 4:30 in the morning and then go to meetings and then go get yelled at, get cussed out by a coach. And then all of a sudden you play 16 games and then you play 4 preseason games. Nobody knows the journey. Nobody saw the tears where you wanted to give up. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. In 1995, they started – it was my senior season at Ohio State. And they started a junior in front of me because they were mad because I ran track. So now – I'm flying back from Fresno State because I wanted to quit. I said, I'm completely done. I don't want to do this anymore. But then I get home, a situation happens, and I get back in the starting rotation. Then all of a sudden, a guy that didn't have any touchdowns until his senior year ended up with 8. And then he gets drafted in 1995, and then he makes the all-rookie team, and then he leads the league with 23 yards for 0.5. And then the next year, he does the same thing.
Woo!
And then he goes to the Super Bowl. That's the journey.
Yeah,
that's the pain. That's the love. That's why you sit back and you see when guys get drafted or they win a Super Bowl, the tears start to run down their eyes. Why? Because the journey wasn't as easy as what people think.
Chris Sanders is with us. Man, I always feel better when I talk to you.
Get it!
You know, Jeffrey Simmons this week said he would like to play in a preseason game. Others have said that. Did you just to get the warm-up, did you need that? Did you feel like – and I know it was different. There was 4 as opposed to 3. But did you like having a series or two in a preseason game just to kind of get that game feel?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. It ain't that I needed to. It's that I wanted to.
Why? Yeah.
I understand people don't want to get hurt. I completely understand that. But I love football. I love being in the game. So I would have to tell Coach Stegall sometimes, hey, Coach Stegall, can I stay in the game? He's like, no, I need you to get out, because I wanted to play. But I wanted to be ready when day one came. I wanted to be ready. I wanted my routes to be crisp. I wanted to, get the speed of the game. I wanted to get hit in the game, because I wanted to be out there. You didn't have to tell me about going to a preseason game. Why? Why would I get to that situation and stop working? You didn't have to ask me to do that.
Yeah. And I think that's – I think that's Jeff. I mean, I think Jeff's like going to coaches, going, "Hey, put me in. I want to play. I want to hit somebody that other than Cam Ward."
So. Yeah, exactly. But see, here's the thing that we see. Have you noticed that the first game, a lot of your older guys get hurt? Why? Because all they do is practice. Then you get into a game. You're trying to do a full game, but you haven't prepared to do a full game. So it's so many things you can do. But then on the flip side, you have a coach to protect your big player. So I absolutely understand that.
By the way, I'm looking at the 95 preseason schedule that you played with the Oilers. You're one of the few players in the history of football that has played at Ohio State and at Neyland Stadium. Your second preseason game was against the Redskins. That's also – isn't that the game where Floyd discovered Wycheck? That's also the game, if I remember correctly – that's also when Bud Adams was leaked out about you guys coming to Tennessee. There's a lot happening that. I want to know what's better, your dumb horseshoe or beautiful Neyland Stadium? Which one? Tell us right now.
Oh, man, the horseshoe's the best, man. Come on, you know that.
No,
you
I can't.
You can't come in a horseshoe.
I got it. You've been to both.
Oh, my. I've been to both, but I like both stadiums. But you know what's so funny about that game? I'll never forget it. And that's what put me in a position to play. We were playing the Redskins, just like you said. And Coach Stegall came to me. He said, Chris, he said, they're thinking about putting you on scout team. He said, you need to do something to make the coach be like, I got to have this guy out there. So I remember it was fourth and 17, and we're backed up on our side. And he said, go for it, Coach, go for it. Chris Chandler, oh, I can't remember the quarterback. The quarterback throws me a curl. I catch it, and I spin, and I run for 40, and the whole sideline goes bananas.
Woo!
bananas. So that play right there solidified me from being the third wide receiver to starting the third and fourth game. Why? Because of that one scrimmage.
Oh, I love it. See, you come on this show with Chase and I, and you feel 21 again.
You do.
What about 20? Can we say 20?
No, you weren't good at 20. 21, you were good.
Chris, we appreciate it as always. Best of luck to the Big Red tonight against Pearl Cone. I hope everybody's safe, but I hope it's a fun game and all of that. So I know you're looking forward to it.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all so much. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program, as he always does every Friday at 1 o'clock, and I always feel better talking to Chris.
Oh, man, because he just loves kids and loves football, and that what a winning combination.
Coming up next, it is finally happening. 9 games in the SEC. We'll discuss that next. Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're live at Tennessee Precious Metals in Gallatin here on 102.5 The Game.